Hi everyone, welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis. Today we're gonna talk about an exciting topic here, appliance debuts that we're excited for the coming year, for 2024. So there's a lot there that's kind of coming out and it's been announced or has recently released. So let's kind of jump right into it here. Let's talk about first ranges. Any gas ranges that you're excited for?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think there's one clear winner here. When we think about a 24 introduction that's been announced, that's out. And it really came out at the tail of 23, but you won't see mainstream till 24. It's on our showrooms, of course. But I mean, we've talked about this before. The Blue Star new dual fuel range is a game changing product. The burner story is phenomenal. Cleanability, phenomenal. Interface is great, gooey, simple, intuitive. Three steps of cooking, you know, start, temp, start, you know, like really clean and easy. Racks that on the 36 and 48 will fit full sheet pans. I mean, they've really, they've taken their heritage roots. It's very odd we see this. A commercial company first, get into the residential space and have any success.
Yeah.
True might be the only other one I can think about, right? But but Blue Star certainly in it before True, really kind of was a cooking company built on its heritage of professional ranges, commercial ranges, but really the refinement that I see, full RAL color finish opportunities, mixed metal finishes. They own a great hood line, customized or standard, but colors that can match. I mean, that brand's on fire.
Yeah, like I said, the burner, that their X8 burner there, where it's kind of they've had traditionally in that kind of commercial heritage, that open burner.
And they really, and they, let's be honest, this is a strong word to say steel, but they really took off what is a very popular burner, the Thermador Star burner.
Yes.
And kind of do it a play on that and actually has more ports and in theory, more gas, more power.
Yep. So they've kind of gone still that sealed burner, but not really losing a lot of that power. The control panel, where again, historically commercial, kind of not a lot of digital displays there, have really kind of come out with a really nice 7-inch LCD display in their dual fuel ranges.
Not everyone will love this, but unequivocally, I would buy a Blue Star dual fuel. If I could today or wanted needed to today buy a range, the thing that would excite me the most about putting in my kitchen would be a Blue Star range.
Awesome. So let's lead right into induction ranges from there. What's coming out that's induction?
Listen, this will be the last maybe time we talk about them, but it's hard not to. Yeah. We just talked about all the great things, the interfaces and all the things going on with Blue Star. Well, they've kept that. So they really kept the dual fuel chassis we just talked about. And they've come up with an induction range. They've first started with a 30-inch. It will migrate to that panel.
Correct.
I shouldn't say today. The first one is a knob, but in this year, we'll have that full LCD display. So they have 30, they're going to, next will be 48 and then they'll fall back to 36, but all within 2024 is the plan.
Yeah.
And, again, I just think with all the 48 is
really exciting.
48 is exciting. And it has that full integrated LCD display.
Absolutely. That's going to be a unique piece in the market for sure. Yeah. Any other brands? So
yeah, absolutely. We have Monogram. I mean, we can't Monogram, another brand that's on absolute fire, and the evolution in a short amount of time in fit, feel, finish has been remarkable. So they will launch a 30 and 36 here. I mean, honestly, they may be in our warehouse
right,
now.
Should
so
just
that's
be coming
just
in now.
Hitting the market. And they've been on fire. So we're excited about that. And then, you know, Thermador. Thermador launched a 36-inch induction recently, and that's an easy one because they already do so well in the range category anyway.
Yep. So and great cooktops. Yep.
Just to have 36, and you know, will there be more sizes? They would tell you, and I don't know that to be true. I'm sure. I mean, we were seeing more and more, and our stores are growing. We already have massive induction displays, but only to get bigger because we know nationally, globally, this idea of energy efficiency and the whole story to the carbon and all this type of stuff. It makes sense. It will be there. And it's exciting to see more and more good products launch into the category.
Yeah, you're seeing a ton of growth in professional brand induction ranges, larger ranges.
Range tops will be coming out for everybody. I mean, so it's just, it's
huge growing category. So next, let's talk about a category that didn't launch actually, but a hugely successful model that launched last year was the UltraFast GE all-in-one washer dryer.
Yeah, so really 110 power. Like, we got to still explain that as much as we're like excited about that piece. 110 power washer dryer in one physical unit, full size, great cleanability in a lint filter, added an airflow technology with heat pump technology. And what does that really mean to you? It really means an amazingly simple design, but simple, full Wi-Fi capable, like progressive, that in the space of one physical unit, you can now have a washer and dryer in one. So really you could have two washers and dryers in the place where you have a washer and dryer today. We need to talk about, you need two separate plugs and things like that. But the point I'm saying to you is it's a game changer, an absolute game changer in the business, and it works and efficient and saves energy and time. I mean, it's great.
So with that, of course, now you're going to have other brands.
LG will launch one. We've seen it very reminiscent of its existing laundry that's out today. And we know LG. LG dominates the front load laundry space. GE has a strong front load laundry too, but I mean, in reality, for consecutive years, LG owns 9, 10, 8 out of 10 top 10 spots always. So they're just a laundry giant, and they will launch an all-in-one, kind of with some really clean neural, like it's a really clean aesthetic.
Nice looking piece.
So just be looking for a future episode. We hope to land that piece in the coming weeks and doing a full testing and release on that. And we will absolutely be comparing it to the UltraFast, which has been hugely successful and really sets a really high standard.
Absolutely.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't say Samsung has teased theirs coming out. And you know, again, they make good front load laundry, and that'll be interesting to see what they come out with. They're not coming out quite as early as I understand it. I think LG will be next, and then it'll be Samsung thereafter, but in 24 for sure.
Awesome.
Some real all-in-one competitors.
Cool. And then finally, let's talk about switching over to built-in refrigeration and go back to Thermador a little bit here.
Yeah, so I mean, Thermador will have a new refrigeration launch in 24. Look to see things. They've added like even cameras so that, you know, kind of Samsung's had a play on this in the past where you can kind of see what's going in and out of your fridge, or if you're at the shopping center, actually look in at an app and see, hey, do I have strawberries in the fridge?
Yeah.
Do I need those? That type of thing. As well, all new racking system inside, a little bit of lighting package. So kind of an overhaul in the interior, which I think needed it.
For sure.
More flexibility, a little user friendly.
Yeah, different styling, even in their 36 inch, where now you kind of have the double drawer,
drawers,
the freezer and the refrigerator drawer.
So, you know, it was hugely successful before as a single big draw.
Yeah.
But I think the idea of having two draws now, and you'll see more and more trend to brands going with those double bottom draws, but also added sizes.
Yeah.
So, you know, we talked in other episodes about refrigeration 101 and a 36 inch fridge being the industry standard for these bottom freezers or all-in-one refrigerators. In the last couple of years, Sub-Zero's come out with a 42 and a 48 inch French door style. And we've seen the sales, certainly 36 is a standard, but 42 almost overselling 36.
Yeah.
And now with 48 and these big French door refrigerators, it's the way it's going. So Thermador kind of took off of that, and they're going to add a 40, a 42 and a 48.
Yep.
And I think once you do that, I will just say as well, I think we're going to see a major shift in just what's sold out there. But again, we got to go back to Monogram with a big launch. They've launched new columns recently, which fit, feel, finish is superior to what was out on the market. Long awaited, slightly delayed, but here in the next month, a month and a half, should be their new built-in all-in-one French door style, like we're talking about, similar to the Thermador, the Sub-Zeros, and you know, all-in-one units. And I think that will be really complete their line because they were kind of stuck with the old style and built-ins and the new columns. So I think that will help match their cooking and where they're going there.
All right, very good. So those are some of the appliances that we're excited for in the coming year. Definitely as they start to launch and as they start to come to hit our floors, look for more information. We'll be doing full reviews. We'll give you more videos on these new products as well. So we're looking forward to that, and I hope you enjoyed.
And don't forget to follow us on social media for appliance tips and updates from Yale Appliance.
Your feedback is what shapes our series. Like what you saw, give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and drop your thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you.
Stay informed and inspired on all your appliance needs. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.